Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 14th, 2018. Turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. But that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Make this choice tonight if you haven't already. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, question, and or message. And folks, I think that was our guest. Anyway, with prayer request or message. Now then, the phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates of the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, all these things at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. And now remember, folks, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live on YouTube, some FM. So pray about supporting airtime. It's not free, and we sell nothing, so we need your donations to stay on the air. On another note, let's thank our listener base in places like London, England. Actually, that would be Westminster, London, United Kingdom, or England, United Kingdom. Such long names when I was young. I just called it London, England. Anyway, Vancouver, Canada, Auckland, New Zealand, Munich, Germany, and Chongqing, China, I think is how it's pronounced. And, of course, cities in the good old USA, such as Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Ohio, Colorado Springs, Colorado. These are just to name a few. And, of course, Wichita, Kansas. The largest group of listeners for our radio programs, at least when they go to podcasts later on tonight. So follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. A prayer, bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray that you give us what you want us to come out at radio and not what we want out, Father. So please give everyone ears in which to hear and understand the truth tonight. So please, Father, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we have, there's a lot of things going on out there in the world. You know, North Korea, seems like the world is out there screaming, peace, peace. There's so many things going on out there. But tonight we're going to bring our, he's about a week late, but, you know, we try to have him on every once a month. That's Pastor Carl Gallatz. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1987, talk radio host. He's heard nationally and internationally, TV, radio guest commentator. He's a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. He's a founder of P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network. He's also a member of the Board of Regents at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. And you don't always want to twist the words on that. Anyway, Carl's written 6 books now, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, The Magic Man in the Sky, Final Warning, Be Thou Prepared, When the Lion Roars, and his latest is, unless the other ones came out when we were blinking our eyes, you know, Gods and Thrones. And so let's welcome Pastor Carl. How are you, Carl? I missed you.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. I love you, brother. You're such a great and gracious brother in the Lord. I always look forward to being with you. Sorry I'm late. I think I was out of town last time you called or something, traveling, doing some TV shows. And then a few moments ago when I called in, I didn't know we were live on the air, brother. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't disturb you too greatly.
That's all right. Right now he's getting a board or something repaired, and so, you know, right now when you come on, it's a live mic, but you sound so much clearer. And yeah, they said you were out of town running around, but you know, whether you realize it or not, I technically have you booked for the first Thursday of every month.
Okay.
Well, I worked that out with your folks over there, and they said, well, because I, a few years ago, I kept saying, man, I can't remember. I need to get him on once a month because everybody likes him. They said, well, why don't we just book him for a year in advance? I said, okay, that'll work. And so this is the second year we've did this to you. So you have a warning, you know.
Yeah,
I marked my month by it. I go, well, Carl ain't been on yet, so the month ain't gone yet. You're not in a new month yet. Carl's not here. He's kind of like a new moon, you know. Have you seen Carl yet? No, well, the new moon's not here, so I just can't. Hey, you know.
I've never been called a new moon before.
Well, I've never called anybody a new moon before, so that's the first for both of us.
Let me tell you what, I am humbled by this, brother. I feel like I need to hang up and call back again just to see if this is for real.
Well, we just love you, Carl. You know, and it's what you do. You know, I was talking in the last program with my producer, Frank, and we were talking about, you know, works and things, and, you know, how fruits come natural. And so that you can we judge people by their fruits, and your fruits around you are very apparent. You can tell you're a man of God, and you get out there and you walk and talk with everybody, and you speak the truth. No matter what the consequence, you do speak the truth back to you.
Thank you, brother. You're so kind. I try to do that. I aspire to do that. All praise to Yeshua HaMashiach. If that is true, I ask him to give me that courage and that strength. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And hey, listen, and thank you for giving me this platform and your amazing audience, whereby you and I can dispense a little bit of that truth. And by the way, all the stuff you're using to describe me is back on you, brother. Brother, your audience knows that, and I know that, but thank you for your graciousness, and I look forward to this hour with you, man. We're going to have a good time. There's a lot going on in the world.
Well, amen. Yeah, there are so many different things going on, whether it's today. I mean, it's just like one thing after another, but I take that for the time that we're in, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. We and you've heard me say it, and your audience has heard me say it many, many times. We really are living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. And I mean, so much is being revealed. The curtain is being pulled back on so much ungodliness, and especially in the largest Christian nation the planet has ever seen. I mean, the deep state and the IG report and the rats and the roaches scrambling from the light and scrambling back to the dark corners. And, and you know, and in the meantime, I mean, the whole, you know, the whole North Korea peace conference with Trump, and he's accomplishing things. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this first year and a half, he's accomplished more things than the last four or five presidents put together in their first couple of years. It's just, it's astounding what we're watching happening. Not to say that everything's lovely in a bed of roses, and not to say that Donald Trump's the savior of America, but I'm just saying we're watching things happening at lightning speed that we never thought we would see.
Yeah, amen. And that's, the air seems miraculous. I mean, you know, who would have thought that, you told me a couple of years ago that a TV talk show host is going to go over and get Korea to, you know, give up their nuclear weapon. I say, really? You know, I didn't even know who Donald Trump really was that much, because I didn't ever watch The Apprentice. You know, I heard about him, but I didn't know anything about him. And now this guy, it doesn't seem, you know, that's the miraculous thing about him. No matter how hard, it just doesn't seem like he's stoppable. What do you think about that?
I know. Well, you know, brother, listen, you're right. Thus far, that seems to be the truth. And I think, I mean, we could be proven wrong, but I think that is supposed to be a sign to us that God has his hand on this man for whatever reason. He's using Donald Trump. And you know, listen, folks, I'm well aware of Donald Trump's shortcomings, you know? I mean, look, there are people that know him, that are close to him, evangelicals that claim that he has surrendered his life to Jesus Christ, called upon the Lord to save him, professes Jesus as Messiah, and I pray so. I pray so, but that would make him a baby Christian, and he acts like a baby Christian, and he's got kind of a sordid past, but brother, my past is sordid, and your past is sordid, and you and I are still working out our faith with fear and trembling. So I'm not really judging him right now for who he used to be or even some of his tirades on Twitter right now. I'm just looking at what you're looking at, and I'm watching all of this evil thrown up against him, and it just rolls right off his back. And I watch everything he touched turns to gold. It's like the hand of God is on him.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, once he got into the race, and, you know, I prayed about it, and I talked to you about him, and especially you helped convince me, but it's just that you brought truth to the subject. You shine light on it. But, you know, after praying about it, everything, I knew in my heart that the man was going to become president, that the Father, I believe that through him, maybe the world, but this nation for sure, that I think we got another chance. To try to make things correct. So, you know, if he stands, that's going to be because Christians are standing with him, I think, back then.
Yeah, no, I think so. And look, you know, people have asked me let me just say this. I agree with everything you just said. And let me just say, look, we could all be disappointed tomorrow. I mean, he could wake up and do one of the most ungodly things ever and speak ungodly stuff. And, you know, but people are saying, I mean, there are Christians saying, well, look, he's getting ready to have the Muslim iftar dinner in the White House, and that's evil. And I understand that. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I was irate when Obama did that. I think that George Bush did that before Obama did. Here's the thing. Let me just put some things in context. Now, audience, please hear me. I am not trying to justify or to explain away. I am not Donald Trump's, apologist. I am not his PR man. I'm just trying to speak some truth and just putting some balance to all of this. The bottom line is, we elected a president, not a pastor. We elected a CEO of our nation and our constitutional office of the executive branch. We elected the commander-in-chief of our military. We did not elect a pastor, a priest. We did not elect a pope. We did not elect a deacon or a Sunday school teacher. Now, we want him. We Christians want him to be as godly as he can be. We want him to at least protect our right to speak the gospel. We want him to protect the foundations of our Judeo-Christian heritage, and we want him to protect the rule of law and the constitutional republic, and so far he's doing all of that. So in the meantime, though, here's the point. He's the president of all of us. He's the president of the atheist in the United States. He's the president of the Buddhists and the Hindus and the Muslims and the, you know, and any ism and schism of Christianity, you want to say. So he's not the Assembly of God or the Baptist priest of the nation. I mean, he is the president. Okay. Now, as long as he doesn't exalt a particular faith as being the only way that our nation can see the world, then he's on firm constitutional ground. All right. Now, having said that, people have asked me, Brother Dan, they've asked me, do I think God is using Donald Trump to restore some power, to bring a healing to the land, to make America great again? Is God using him like that? Is God giving the church some breathing room? Or is he using Donald Trump to expose the evil before God brings his judgment? I mean, because God does that. Before he brought his judgment on Israel, he told him, he said, I'm going to lift your skirts. I'm going to show you your evil so that when I do bring my judgment, you will know that you deserve it. You will know that I have not acted in an unrighteous manner. And so people ask me, which one is it, Pastor Carl? And I say, it could very well be both, as well as another third element, and that is God could be using Donald Trump. Watch this, Pastor Dan. I don't know. I'm just saying. He could be using Donald Trump to drastically and forcefully and quickly move the prophetic word of God forward. In other words, when Donald Trump signed the American Embassy Act into law, all the presidents before him never would do it, but he did. And immediately the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, met twice in a couple of months over that. The Muslim nations are in an uproar. Iran is in an uproar. Turkey's in an uproar. I mean, they are hot about this. And the nations that are in an uproar about Jerusalem are the very nations listed in Ezekiel 38, where God said they would be in an uproar about Israel and Jerusalem. And God said that he would put a hook in the nose of these nations and drag them along to move his prophecy forward of the end times. So I just tell people, look, obviously God did give us some breathing room. You and I are enjoying that. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have won? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? But instead, I mean, all of this deep state stuff that's being exposed, not only would it not be exposed, it would be buried deeper, deeper, deeper. It would be gone away. You and I might not even be on the radio. You and I might even be in jail. And I'm not trying to be over dramatic, but it could very well be under a Hillary presidency right after Obama. And now that we know what we know about the fake news and deep state and the complicity, oh my gosh, if she was the queen of America right now. So God did spare us that. He did give us some breathing room, brother. But at the same time, he's also using Donald Trump to expose our evil. And he's also using Donald Trump to move prophecy along. So I think God is doing three or four things at once, probably a million things at once, brother.
Amen. Let's go with this. I do have a couple of comments on this. Number one, I believe you're hitting the nail on the head about Donald Trump and prophecy. Let me go like this. When Obama became in office, I was really frustrated. Then we endured, you know, two terms. But one thing that I did see out of it, somebody like him had to become president.
Yes.
Because of the fact that we needed the nations in the Middle East to realign, just like that you said.
Yes.
He caused that. He got rid of the tyrants that were holding the foot on Islam, you know, to be able to assimilate and be like they are. And now look at the Islamists. They're spreading out across all of Europe and they're taking over. I mean, I was talking with my brother in the last program. And we were talking about how London, you know, was a really a nice, quaint town. You know what I'm saying? Full of history. And now look what it's turned into. London Stan, as he's put it. You know, it's completely changed the demographics. But that had to happen along with Trump. He also, there's some things that have to be accomplished. And he's doing it, and it's doing it rapidly. There's my point. It looks like the pace is picking up. It really does. And one last thing, and then I'll let you comment, is the other thing. His presidency was literally like walking in a dark house that's cockroach infested, and you turned on the light and you see all the bugs run. Yeah. And that's where we're seeing all the evil and standing up and screaming. People that and places that we didn't even realize that had such hatred in our hearts. It's spewing all kinds of terrible things that you never thought you'd ever hear in your life. And they're trying to bring it normal and commonplace back.
Yes. Well, brother, listen, I agree with you've just raised some brilliant points. And let me just say, we have not yet seen all the cockroaches and rats running yet. You're right. The light's been turned on. They are scattering. But there's a lot more that's going to happen. Listen, today the IG report was released. 4 days ago, Real Clear Politics released an article naming Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Loretta Lynch as being violators of destroying, their words now, tens of thousands of essential documents in the National Archive. I mean, this is in the mainstream media just 4 days ago. We can get to that in a few moments. I'll read some of it to you and your audience. I mean, it's astounding. But the point I was going to make is, so today the IG report is released. On this very same day, Yahoo News released a huge article about the birth certificate. I mean, out of nowhere.
Oh, it did.
Yes, on this day. Now, that's important. Most of your audience knows, but your newer people may not, that I was deputized by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. My background's in law enforcement, and plus I'm in the media a lot. He deputized me to hold me accountable because they were sharing inside information. I was helping Mike Zullo, the chief investigator of that whole Obama fraud case. Now, I wasn't helping. I'm not trying to pretend like I was some big investigator, but I was. He was bouncing stuff off of me. He was asking my opinion on things. He was revealing things to me that he had come across and wanted my, you know, my take. And plus, I was doing a lot of media, still am, with him. And so that's why they deputized me, to hold me accountable and to hold themselves accountable for what they were telling me. So I'm just letting your audience know that I'm very close to that. I've got so much inside information that hasn't been released yet. And when I saw that today, I said, oh, my gosh. Look what's happening. The roaches are running. Who's been? We haven't been talking about the birth certificate.
No.
But today when the IG report is released, and what was that? It's showing the deep state corruption in the FBI. Well, who is in the FBI but the very whistleblower from the CIA who came to Sheriff Arpaio and Mike Zullo and told them how the birth certificate was made and basically who made it. And we've got all that information ready to get before Congress. And this guy was taken to the FBI and given immunity when James Comey was the director. And, of course, we didn't know that James Comey was evil and deep state. And nothing has ever come of it. And now the IG report basically is going to cause top-level FBI people to lose their jobs. Comey's already been fired. And so today Yahoo News tries to do damage control and releases a huge story about the birth certificate and how it's just basically a racist conspiracy theory. And I'm screaming when I'm reading it saying, well, why would you even print this? If it's just a racist conspiracy theory with nothing to it, why would you print it, number one? Number two, why would you print it on the day that the IG report is released exposing the FBI for being corrupt when that's where our man is right now who's got the information on the birth certificate? I'm telling you, brother,
They're smelling something. You know, why release? To my knowledge, nobody's been talking about the birth certificate. You know, something that a lot of people thought, well, when Trump gets president, they're going to be talking about it. And you know what I'm saying? But, I believe that. And I believed I'd find out about it from you. But so far, there's no reason for them to throw a counterpunch before the punch has been thrown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Now
we got to go to break in less than a minute, so give them where to find you, and we'll go to break and come back and talk.
I will. CarlGallops.com. And when we come back, I'll give your audience some exclusive information from Mike Zullo that might be the reason why this article was released today.
Boy, I can't wait. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network, and we really got a good program going for you today. But real quick, folks, I need to just brush up on the Wichita Mission Church, and I'll get right back to our guest. Anyway, during the summertime, you know, everybody jumps out and goes on vacations and does things. That's wonderful and great. For us, it means more people because summertime, you have children out of school and people, you know, we take care of the homeless and poor, but that means that people bring their children in looking for things to drink. They're looking for clothing and all kinds of things. And so we have more people in the summertime. But, you know, right at first, at least, usually most of the summer, donations drop. They pick back up just as school goes back in. But so pray about it. So we really do need your help. And I'm not going to get into this real extensively, but just pray about it. That's what I want you to do. If you're led by the Father, then he'll put it on your heart to donate. So please pray about it. We minister to people in a part of town most people don't even like to drive through at any time. And we do need your help to stay open. When we have women, men, children, all kinds of people coming in. Some are homeless and some are not. We are the last hope for so many. And, folks, we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help with the poor, you're listening to radio, and we're bringing you good guests. So pray about considering a donation for radio airtime. That's all we're saying. Again, pray about it. You can donate online. You can mail a check or money order. You can call over the telephone. There are so many different ways that you can do it. And you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with one of your favorite guests, Pastor Carl Gallup. Are you back with us, Carl?
I am, Pastor Dan. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, just fine. I'm on the edge of my seat. And that is pretty amazing. You know, they haven't been, none of the news agencies, anybody that I know, maybe a couple of, other talk hosts or something might have been bringing the birth certificate up, but they haven't been talking about it at all.
Right.
Back to you.
Right. Here's the thing, brother. Mike Zullo came on my program several weeks ago. Now, this is the first time I've had the opportunity to talk to your audience about this since it happened, because I'm on with you once a month, and then we were delayed by a week, so it's been 5 or 6 weeks since I've been with you.
Right.
And this happened since then. He's been on twice and revealed some things. First of all, he revealed that, oddly, something was, that when it was announced that this, now see here, I want your audience to hear me make this connection, because this is going to throw some of your audience that are sitting down, they're going to fall off the chairs when I tell you this. Here's what happened. Do you remember weeks ago when the DOJ announced that the Inspector General was getting ready to release a big report on their investigation of the FBI, and they even named, Comey, Obama, Clinton, the emails. You remember that?
Right.
Weeks ago? Okay. The very next day. Now, Zullo revealed this on my show, so I can tell your audience this. The very next day, Mike Zullo, maybe it was in the next couple of days, but it was just right after that, Mike Zullo, out of the clear blue, gets a phone call from a man he's never met before, who identifies himself as a businessman, and I'm not going to say where, give away too many details. Because Zullo didn't either. I'll tell your audience what Zullo said. That gave Zullo all of this professional information about him, and he said, I want to come down to Arizona, I want to meet with you, and I want you to give me all the information you have from the digital document experts, your forensic information. And he said, and I've got stuff, and I'll show you my stuff, and you show me yours, and this birth certificate thing. And he represented himself to be this big professional businessman and in this, high-ranking company and everything. And so anyway, when Mike Zullo started questioning the guy let something slip. He actually mentioned a name of somebody who's deeply involved in this investigation and some information that only Mike Zullo and I knew about. Only us.
Really?
And Mike Zullo called me up that day, and he said, Carl, did you talk to anybody about this? And he tells me the information. I said, of course not. I said, matter of fact, I had kind of forgotten about that till you mentioned it. I said, why? So he told me, he said, right after the DOJ announces that they're going to start investigating Clinton and Obama and the FBI and the CIA, he said, I get this phone call, and he starts telling me. And he says, and the guy mentioned so-and-so and this information. And I said, oh, my gosh, how could he have known that? And Zullo said the only way would be is if they were monitoring our phone calls and our emails, because we were the only two people in the world that knew that information. So Mike Zullo told the guy, when he realized that this guy was probably a government spook, he told the guy, no, listen, I can't meet with you. I'm too busy right now, yada, yada. Okay.
Right.
So that was one thing. And when did that happen? Right after the DOJ announces that they're getting ready to release this deep report of this deep investigation involving the Clinton administration, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Then, because of all of that, Zullo decides he'll release some more information. So a week or two later, he came on my show, and he told the audience, and you got to remember now, my show's like yours, kind of. It's heard all over the world,
sure.
And it's on a real radio station, and other people pick it up, and we make videos. We put it all over the PNN News Ministry Network. The podcast is available. Other news sites pick it up and post it around. And
right.
Zullo came on, and he said, well, I'll tell you this. He says, when this thing finally gets before Congress, I've got the information to show that all roads lead to John Brennan. He said that on my show.
Right.
And he's also revealed that he possesses hard copy URL evidence on hard copy where the CIA breached the Hawaii Department of Records, Department of Health Records, and the Hawaii University of Hawaii Historical Records, breached those offices, got data out of those offices, sent them by electronic means to a server in Jakarta, Indonesia, which is a CIA server, which
right.
then in turn sent that information back to Washington, D.C., and then a few days later, magically, the long-form birth certificate appeared on the White House website. So he's got hard copy evidence that the CIA was breaking into, if you will, servers in Hawaii, the Department of Health, just before the long-form birth certificate shows up. Then the other day on my show, Zullo dropped this bombshell on the world. He said, I'm going to say something else that I've not said publicly. He said, Carl, you know this because, you know, you already know this, but nobody else knows it. He said, on that birth certificate that was on the White House website, we've broken it down in layers. It's been examined by international digital document expert companies. They've provided affidavits, pages and pages and pages of affidavits saying that it's a fake, it's a forgery, it's foundationally built from the bottom up. They even have the document, Johanna Ani, from which it was made, at least one of them. But the other thing he revealed was, he says, as you know, Carl, on one of those layers of that fake document, we actually exposed a latent fingerprint. He said somebody who was handling it actually left a fingerprint. And he said once we match that up in the federal database, we will know who was actually handling the layers of documents as they were constructing the document. And so, anyway, right after that, then comes this release today, and then on the very same day comes this huge article about why the birth certificate situation is just a racist hoax.
Wow. First off, John Brennan, I figured much of they haven't even exposed yet. Let's get this straight, folks.
Yes.
Whatever you think that you see in the IG report or what they're releasing, there's more to it than that, a lot more to it. The big thing, there's going to have to be a tying factor to tie all these folks together because you have going across lines. You have people that work for Obama, people that work for Hillary. You have the people in the FBI. You've got Brennan with the CIA, which I believe, going back to that, I believe that, you know, that's who is probably one of the most taught people at it, so to say, is Brennan in all this mess. I think it's all intertied. I absolutely do. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And of course, Mike Zullo knows an awful lot about connections and intertyings and more evidence and forensic evidence that he has not released to anybody. I know a bunch of it because I'm so involved with them. I don't know it all. I've asked for them not to reveal everything to me, and that's to protect me. And them,
right.
but the information that he has on that criminal investigation, he and Arpaio, they have also doled it out into the hands of several very high-ranking, important people for safekeeping in case something was to happen to Arpaio or Zullo. You know, people say, well, what if something happens to you, Carl? Well, no big deal. I was not the investigator. I can't really testify to anything. So, I mean, if they knock me off, well, they've done nothing. But bottom line is, there is more to come. And people are saying, well, when's something going to happen? When's something going to happen? And what Mike Zullo says is, look, now do you understand why nothing has happened until now? Do you understand the deep state, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the National Archives, the records destroyed, you know, the fingerprints, CIA encroachment? I mean, this is horrible. The media involved, Congress involved, people being blackmailed. So, but now we've got a new sheriff in town. We've got a new president. It's a new day. Things are being exposed. DOJ is finally starting to investigate this nastiness. And I think, especially in a second Trump term, I think we're going to see all of this explode. I don't think that Donald Trump's going to come forward and say, I'm going to investigate the birth certificate. I think what they're going to do is they're going to keep investigating Obama and Hillary and the CIA and the FBI like they're doing now. And then they're going to say, oops, look what else we stumbled across. And then they're going to blow it wide open. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't have any inside information on that. I'm just saying that I think that's what's going to happen.
Look at what they're doing. Let's take a second for this. And you brought it up, by the way. About the archives that are being missing. Now, you know, I noticed they were talking, I guess it was in an article, I don't know even what the title of it was.
Yeah, I can read a portion of it to you in a minute. Go ahead, though.
Okay. But they were talking about getting things for Obama's library, and they go, well, all these documents are missing, you know, and it was a story in a story. Go ahead. Tell them what's going on with the documents.
Yeah, okay. I can tell folks. It's at Real Clear Politics. All they have to do is put it in a search engine and just put Real Clear Politics. And the title of the article is Crisis at the National Archives. Now, this was written by Thomas Lipscomb, Lipscomb, and it was just written 4 days ago. And so, I mean, this is fresh. And Real Clear Politics is kind of a leftist publication, and it's quoted all the time on Fox News and CNN and NBC, ABC, CBS. So, I mean, this is a mainstream channel. And listen, they're talking about that, what you just said, about the presidential library, et cetera, et cetera. They're talking about the Presidential and Federal Records Acts and the amendments to it and the National Archives and the 1950 Federal Records Act and how, you know, I mean, they're laws. The National Archives are to safeguard our records. All right, listen to this paragraph. I'm going to read it straight from the article, and this will explain it. And yet, it says, the accumulation of recent congressional testimony has made it clear that the Obama administration itself engaged, now listen to this, brother, in the wholesale destruction of tens of thousands of government records covered under the National Archives Act, as well as the intentional evasion of the government records recording system by engaging in private email exchanges. So far, former President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Attorney General Lynch, and several EPA officials have been named as offenders in this investigation. The IRS suffered record losses as well. Former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy called it, quote, an unauthorized private communication system for official business for the patent purpose of defeating federal record-keeping laws. Now, brother, that's in a Real Clear Politics article called Crisis at the National Archives. They say that Obama, Clinton, and Lynch, quote, engaged in wholesale destruction of tens of thousands of government records, end quote. Now, brother, people ought to go to prison for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's the point. See, that's why that no matter how foolish it may seem or the case that they're trying to build out of nothing and not giving up against President Trump for Russia or whatever they want to do or contempt or everything, because if they don't, there's the problem. It isn't if they do. If they don't stop him, then it's going to come back on them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that would be incredible.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, people say, well, what are you trying to accomplish? And the main thing that we're trying to accomplish is truth and the fact that we don't want this to ever happen again to our nation. It's too easy, and Obama has proved it, and the deep state has proven it. It's too easy to encroach our system, to conduct a soft coup, if you will. I mean, apparently it's too easy for somebody who's not even eligible to be president, you know. And listen, I don't know where Obama was born. I don't know. I don't have any proof of where he's born. All I know is the only identifying document we've ever seen is the long-form birth certificate, and we've got a 5-year criminal investigation conducted by the fourth largest sheriff's office in the nation that has already proven it. It's ready to go to court that the whole thing is a fraud. And it's built from the ground up. If you and I built up fake ID and gained control of the U.S. military by it, we would already be in prison, maybe before a firing squad. And I mean, but they did it. They did it, brother. And people say, well, why don't you do something with it? Because we couldn't. Who were we going to take it to? The media? The Department of Justice? Barack Obama? The FBI? James Comey? The CIA? Brennan, Clapper. I mean, who were we going to take it to? Loretta Lynch.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So there we go. A Congress that's been compromised and scared to death of Obama. Who were we going to take it to?
Carl, do you realize what your Pastor Carl? Do you realize what you're actually saying here? Let's take 1 second and look at this. If indeed, I'm going to make just a real quick couple of assumptions. Indeed, let's say that it is exactly what you said, is the birth certificate for whatever reason was made, as it has implications with the CIA and others. So that means that they had to have been in on Obama, being president and not being able to qualify for president. So that means he was put in. So, you know, who in the end of this thing is actually pulling the puppet strings, and how long has our country been under this jeopardy? You understand what I'm saying, how far deep this goes?
Yes. Brother, not only do I understand it, but I know a lot of stuff now because of all of this. Yeah.
Right.
And I just want to be clear, and you haven't said that I said this, but I just want to be clear. I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. I am not tonight declaring that John Brennan made the birth certificate. I'm not declaring that Barack Obama made the birth certificate. I doubt very seriously if he even touched it. What I am saying is a 5-year criminal forensic investigation with affidavits from 2 international companies that examine these kinds of documents has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that document that was used by Obama for his identification is a fabrication from the ground up, and we actually possess one of the documents that was used to make it, and that is verified by these 2 companies. That's what I'm saying. And what Mike Zullo has said is, when it gets to Congress, he believes that they're going to see from all the evidence that all roads lead back to John Brennan. Now, that's Zullo's words.
Right.
And he also said, we've got a latent fingerprint. And he also said what happened to him with the guy calling him right when the DOJ announced that it was investigating Obama and Clinton and the FBI. And he also said that he has hard copy evidence that the CIA encroached upon, breached the Department of Health records at the University of Hawaii and the Department of Health in Hawaii and sent it to the CIA server in Indonesia and back to Washington, D.C. And then a few days later, magically, this document, this forged document, this pieced together document appears on the government website. Now, those are the things that Zullo has said, and that's what I'm saying. I'm reporting that.
Right.
But you're right. You're right, brother.
It's exactly like that. Folks, what Carl said is absolutely true. I'm not saying that, you know, absolutely, I know I'm just saying what it's starting to look like, you know, if a duck's a duck, it's a duck.
Yes, there you go. That's what I was going
to say.
So if everything I'm saying is 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, okay, then you're right. I mean, that is the fear that a lot of people have, that somehow a soft coup was attempted and almost pulled off. And if Hillary Clinton had gone in on the heels of it, she probably is complicit in all of this. She was, by the way, let me remind your audience, Hillary Clinton was the very first official person who brought up Obama's identity and the birth certificate.
Yeah.
During the campaign in 2007, she's the first one on the campaign trail, not out of her mouth, but out of her campaign directors. They literally said publicly that they had proof that Obama wasn't even eligible. And the media went crazy. Next thing you know, Hillary is shut down. She is right. Disciplined. She's brought behind closed doors. Next thing you know, Obama is winning the election. Next thing you know, Hillary Clinton is put in as Secretary of State. There you go. Now, that goes all the way back to 2007. I just want to remind your audience.
All right. And so look at it this way. With all of those dominoes stacked in favor of her now being her turn to become president is what it looks like, then, you know, we look at Donald Trump. I believe, as I've said it, that it would take an act of God, and I believe it was, to
yep.
make this man president. Otherwise, I don't believe we'd be talking on radio, Carl. We would probably either be in jail or even worse. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
we sure wouldn't be talking about this. I know that.
No, we wouldn't be talking about this. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Carl, we've got about 3 minutes. Hey, what's the update on that book? Is it about out yet?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they can find out everything about me at carlgalves.com. Yes, my latest book is Gods and Thrones. And, yes, August 24th is the release of the sequel to it. Gods and Thrones has gone crazy. I'm still not quite able to give the title and some information, but you'll be one of the very, very first, brother. As a matter of fact, I'd love to send you a PDF copy of the book so you can start reading it now if you would like.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, good deal. Well, make sure,
It won't go anywhere.
Yeah, okay, well, I know it won't. How about writing my bookers, and you know who they are, Pamela and others, and just say, tell Carl, we talked about it on the air, tell Carl to send me that book, and I will do that, brother. And, but in the meantime, so that one's coming out August 24th, but in the meantime, Messianic Rabbi Zev Peratt out of Tel Aviv, Israel, and I are working on a huge follow-up project to the Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri story. And
really?
And that will be out probably January or February of this coming up year. And there's all kind of stuff attached to it, maybe another documentary movie. This is going to be huge because this story, not only is it not over, but it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's just amazing, and we're getting ready to expose it to the world.
Oh, yeah. Amen. I'd love it. I'd love to hear updates on that. That was a very powerful program. I took it over to the church and played it, and, man, you know, I had people – it opened up things for them. They just couldn't believe it, you know. And so, yeah, amen. And then I've had him on a couple of times. I need to get him back on. I haven't talked to him in a little while, but I'll get him back on and ask him to talk about that upcoming thing. But, yeah, I like Zev. He's a cool dude, you know.
Yes, he is.
He sure went through a lot to become what he is. You know what I mean?
I know, brother. I know. He's coming in this coming week. I'm taking him up to Birmingham. We're going to be on TV on Rabbi Eric Walker's show. From there, we're going up to Missouri. We're going to be on Skywatch. We're going to be on the Jim Baker show. We need to get him on your show if you want.
Yeah,
he's coming into my pulpit, and then he's flying back to Israel. Then he's coming back to Long Island, New York, and he and I are going to be preaching a prophecy conference in Long Island at the last of August. So we're going to be busy.
Well, amen. And I'd love to have him on the program. Every time I've had him on, it's been from long-distance Israel, and the connections weren't always the world's best, but I had him on 2 or 3 times. I went at least 3 or 4 times, I think. But I'd love to get him on while he's in the United States so I could get a little better reception with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would be great. Maybe we can make that happen, brother. I'd love to.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Carl, I'm going to have to let you go. We run out of time. Right. Thanks for being on, and you're a blessing, brother. Thanks for being on.
You're a blessing, brother. I love you and your audience. God bless you, Pastor Dan. Thanks for having me.
All right. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Well, folks, that was Pastor Carl Gallops. You can find him over at www.carlgallops.com. And, of course, I'll send you a link right on over there to the pastor's page so that you can find the link without happen to go, you know, Google search for him and all that, although I know y'all love the Google search, don't you? But anyway, Pastor Carl Gallups, and that's all about the birth certificate, so I think you really ought to listen up. Folks, pray about the Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help, and I need help to pay radio. We did have a sponsor that was paying for radio, but I don't hear from him now, but every 2 or 3 months. So pray about supporting radio. Become a sponsor if you want, and, you know, if you've got a product and it's a reasonable thing, maybe we can even work out a commercial for your sponsorship. Pray about it. We do need your help as soon as possible. And remember, though, folks, there is only one God, and he is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for what? He gave his life for your repentant sins so you'd turn away and be with him. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Don't forget that. We emphasized that on the last program. Folks, these people, that they're making a choice. They need to make the choice for Yeshua if they want to be saved. If they don't want the final consequence. You say you have friends. If they're not saved, if they're your friends, then you're going to be trying to get them saved. Because only Yeshua can do that. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.